All right, Mitch, our buddy, lives in an apartment dwelling. He has people all over, what, atop you, beneath you, side to side.
Was it one of them six thing deals, that building?
It is, and I'm on the top floor.
Okay. Top floor, okay. So right, it's somebody so no either next to you or beneath you.
Yeah, so obviously all of us, I think at some point in our lives, have lived in a communal setting, whether it was in college, in the dorms, or when you're just trying to make it in this world, yeah. Out of school. Maybe you didn't even go to school, but you still had to live because you couldn't just go back at home. And right now, Mitch can't just live at home. So because of that, he's going to run into some situations that are straight out of a sitcom. And I think that's what we had go down with Mitch recently, because I think Mitch is having some trouble getting some sleep with all the sounds going on around him.
What's going on, Mitch?
There are particular sounds coming in the dead of night in my apartment. And for the life of me, I can't figure out who it's coming from.
Okay. Or what you mean, which apartment?
Yes.
All right, so it's either below you or to the left of you or to the right of you.
But that's the thing. The sound that I'm hearing feels like it's at the center of my head. It's not coming from one side of the wall. What? It's not coming from one thing near my door. It's frustrating me. That's more frustrating than the actual action that's going on.
Well, are you sure you're not turning into Vincent Van Gogh and you're just hearing it and it's not really going on?
I'm hearing it. I know for a fact that this is my reality.
All right, so what are the sounds that they're making?
Particular sounds. Woo!
I'm going to need you to make the sounds.
I can't do it on these airwaves.
I'm going to need him to make the sounds.
Yeah, what does it sound like? So just to give people, it's radio. Mitch, they can't see you. So the only sense they have is
what are they doing?
What they hear.
They're putting in new floors? What are they doing?
They are, gosh, how do I say this? They are doing cardio.
Is it rhythmic? Well,
they're working out? What are you talking about?
Official workouts. No, nothing with a bike.
What
nothing
are they
with,
doing?
Nothing with sit-ups, nothing with weights.
So pretty.
Listen how uncomfortable he is. What are they doing, Mitch? Tell everybody what they're doing.
It.
What's it? Throws of passion?
The nasty D.
Love making? And it's loud love making is what you're saying?
It is
putting on
usually very faint. Sometimes it is very loud.
So what do you want to do? You want to find out who it is and tell them to stop it?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, too, because I don't know if I want to necessarily find or face the people that have been causing me some dual stress.
Why not?
Here
maybe they'll invite you
well,
in.
Well, that brings me to the obvious next question. Where do you know who your neighbors are?
I know who most of my neighbors are. I don't really run into them a lot because it's like it's such a small place and nobody really like.
And they haven't asked to have sex with you yet.
No.
So you know who some of your neighbors are.
Doggone it.
Is it anything you'd like to visualize?
There are two apartments in particular. And we all have single apartments, by the way. There's no two beds. There's no like
sexy
couples, I think, that live in there. So,
are there different people coming over?
Not that I don't think so. This sounds
to play the field.
This sounds like the same people at most of the nights.
All right, good for them. So, let me ask: is there a bulletin board type of deal when you walk through the main door?
I don't know what that means.
Is there a bulletin board where notes are posted or
No.
Okay.
All right, have you been accidentally delivered their mail in the past? And you can start to go on Instagram to see who we're dealing with here.
Ooh.
I haven't thought to do that.
Wow!
Well, you just borrow their mail for a little bit, and then you give it back.
I've accidentally opened other people's mail, though, and they've had opened my mail.
She did it in Grumpy Old Men, remember? She took the mail. And Margaret.
You can get a little bit of a trouble, but it's tough to prove that you were doing that. As long as you give it back, you know, hey, I'm just looking to see who it's mailed to. That's all.
She opened it. You better not open it. That's a federal offense, brother. Just like tampering with mailboxes.
The question is also, do you want to get revenge? Like, let's say this has been keeping you up at night when you're really trying to get sleep.
Ryman and his wife can stop over and they can do it in your place.
Mitch, what time do you have to get up in the morning?
Because I know you ain't.
You usually have to get up.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like 3 a.m.
So if you're getting deprived of sleep, don't you want to get a little bit of a revenge?
I don't know, man. I mean,
who wants to help Mitch get revenge? 216-474-0092.
What am I going to do to get revenge?
Set him up with somebody here.
How to get revenge?
I mean, you got to go through the whole. We're not just going to go to that. I mean, you got a date and everything. Basically, we're trying to set you up with somebody for the love of God, because you're such a lonely individual.
Even it could be for an afternoon.
I mean, you are an entertainer. Don't you like to put on a show?
Sure.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do about this? So there's no bulletin board?
The only thing that comes to mind is maybe like just pound on the door in one night,
no,
but I don't know what to do.
No, don't bother him in the middle of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bother him in the middle of it. They're your neighbors. You don't want to be that nasty. I would say you're going to have to figure it out. I don't want to tell you to do this because it might not be too good. What Lima says is not a bad idea. All you have to do is just find their name and then just do a quick search. And if they look like one of the people, then, because he doesn't know which apartment it's coming from.
See, Kenny, back in the dorm room days when you'd have all the phones, remember the landlines that were all interconnected? Uh-huh. I don't know if you were too young to have experienced this.
Too young.
We used to call around. And
I didn't know that.
We knew where the females were, and we would call, and we would strike up conversations, and everyone's bored.
We would ride our bikes.
The internet wasn't what the internet was today. So,
we would ride our bikes.
But I'm talking about in the dorms. Like We would be sitting there just calling random rooms, and if females answered, it would be, hey, let's meet out in the communal area. And you could do it because everybody was bored. We didn't have phones. Not everybody had cell phones at that time.
I would go to Kent State and sit on the top bunk of my buddy's bed and catcall as they walked by in the dorm rooms.
I've gotten random phone calls from prison inmates that just dial random phone numbers hoping that a woman answers the phone.
Just random.
Or are you on multiple times.
Are you on some sort of a message board?
Mm-hmm. Vixens for criminals.com.
We're fixing your problems about inmates calling you.
Nobody can fix
We
problems.
Need to fix his problem. Go next time it happens. Tonight's Friday night. Are all the units in your building occupied?
Yes.
So there's 6 apartments in this place. All units are occupied.
Yes.
Take a walk next time it happens. Tonight, I'm imagining it's going to happen tonight. Congratulations on the sex to the two people. I would imagine you need to take a walk tonight and figure out and put an ear to a door.
Kenny, this is...
And then leave it... Honestly, put a note in an envelope, slide the envelope underneath going, hey, could you guys keep it down a little bit here? I mean,
I don't know if Mitch wants it to be kept down. I think he might be enjoying this secretly. By the way,
how long does it last?
As always, social media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry stores. Cleveland Pwn says OnlyFans production going on there. That happened at one of my nicer apartment complexes I lived in, where we found out through the grapevine that this girl was having a lot of taped sessions going on in her room, and they had to tell them to keep it down. Like the management had to tell them to keep it down. And so I would always kind of see the bags that she was carrying into her room and some of the very, very adventurous places she was shopping at. So I was always wondering, what's in that bag? Oh, I got to see what's in that bag.
MilkDud66 tweets that she can help Mitch out. All right, off we go. Good for you. Okay, we're going to get this figured out here. Take a walk tonight and report back to us on Tuesday. And if you know what it is, put a nice envelope not a nice envelope, but put a nice little note in there, put it in an envelope, slot it in on the door, go, hey, not trying to be a come down here, but can you keep it down a little bit? Are these like all night sessions or what is it, like 10 minutes?
I've maybe estimated like 10, 15 minutes usually. For all I know, they could be doing it for hours before I start hearing it.
Yeah, work your way up.
Waking you up, apparently. Yeah. Well, you want to ask Daryl about that coming up next?
Yo, why not?
I'm sure Daryl has a few answers. He's a...
Daryl's going to show up at the apartment building.
Well,
give him a heater.
Holding a basket of pineapples.